The Runaway P by Yarton Poskett and Alex Wilmore. It's 6 o'clock and we're ready for tea. But look, what's that? It's a runaway P. He pinged off the plate with incredible force, then slipped and went splat in a puddle of sauce. The carrots and beans were all laughing with glee. You didn't get far, you piddling P.
Just watch, said the P.
I've hardly begun. I might be small, but I want to have fun. The pea shot away with a skip and a hop. Then into the dog bowl he fell with a plop. Climb, little pea, climb up the side, quick before Boris's mouth opens wide. The runaway pea jumped amazingly high and so nearly landed in Boris's eye. He rolled along Boris's back in a flash, but a flick of his tail sent him flying off. Splash! Where am I? He wondered. His head really hurt. Get out of my tank, said Adele with a squirt. He fell on a mousetrap which snapped with a bang and bounced off a cobweb that stretched and went twang. He came to a rest on a high dusty shelf. So far so good, smiled the pea to himself. Surely there's nothing else left to go wrong. Then a fan started up and it blew him along. And what's that below with an orangey glow? It's a slot in the top of the toaster. Oh no! In the pea fell, unable to stop. Then the toaster pinged up with a mighty pop. Ow! Cried the pea, my bottom's on fire, as he flew straight on into the tumbling dryer. Buffered and battered and bounced all about, the pea was so glad when he finally got out. He collapsed on a shirt that had newly been washed.
Look out, little pea, are you going to get squashed?
He tumbled and rolled along out of control, under the fridge to a dark, sticky hole. Too wary to move, he just let out a groan, then got a strange feeling that he wasn't alone. Out of the gloom came mystery shapes, a dried up banana and two mouldy grapes.
Oh dear, said the pea, what happened to you?
We were naughty, they said. We all ran away too. We don't recommend it, they whimpered quite sadly. You'll get old and wrinkle and start to smell badly. I've changed my mind, said the runaway pea. I'll get back on that plate and be ready for tea. You won't, said the grapes, because you've been on the floor, runaway pea. You're not loved anymore. The little pea trembled. He knew it was true. There was nowhere for him to go and nothing to do. Helpless and hopeless and feeling forlorn. His tired eyes closed and he gave a big yawn. But a magic thing happened while he was asleep. He woke up beside the recycling heap. The soil was soft and the weather was sunny, and soon the pea started to feel a bit funny. Under the ground, he was sprouting some roots, and out of his top, he was shooting out shoots. The shoots all had pods, and inside every one was a party of new peas, all bursting with fun. So, if you should ever hear pop, ping or splat, or a sploosh in the sink, or a yowl from a cat, or a rappity tap in the cupboard, then please don't panic. It's only those runaway peas.